V'zeh shesiyei Malachi. And this is why Malachi, in his book of the Torah, the Navi Malachi, concludes, Hineni shoyleach lochem es Elio Anovi. Hashem says, before Mashiach comes, I'm going to send Elio Anovi, lifnei bo yoim Hashem agodol v'anoira, before the great awesome day will come. V'heishiv leivovoi salbonim, and he will return the hearts of the parents to the hearts of the kids. Pen ovoi v'hikesi es ha'oretz cheirem. And Hashem says, beware when I strike the world with cheirem. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki mi mikres zeh v'heishiv leivovoi salbonim, because this pasuk, Dorshu Rabbi Seinu, our rabbis teach us, She Eliyahu Yovoi Rak Lasois Sholom Boilam, that Elyanovi's mission in the world is going to be peace, to bring peace to the world. Hainu Levatel Hamachloikis, meaning to eliminate the machloikis, the opposition, the fighting, the infighting in Klal Yisrael, Shenase Alidei Sholom Dem Sholoi Lishmo, which is caused by people learning Torah Shebal Peh, Gemara, and Halacha improperly, for the wrong reasons, with the wrong motivations. Shemishom kol hachurbonos kanal. That's the cause of all the destruction and all the suffering of the Jewish people. V'alkein omar mikoidem sham, and that's why Malachi, the Navi, says a little bit before that, Zichru toiras Moshe avdi. Hashem says, remember the Torah of my servant Moshe Rabbeinu, asher tzivisi oisei b'choyrev al Yisrael chukim emishpotim, whereby I instructed him, I, Hashem, instructed Moshe Rabbeinu in Chorev, for the Jewish people, all the laws, everything they need to know, I taught it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hainu shemalachi siyem sifrei hanavim. Malachi is the last one of the books of the prophets. He's closing up the Nevi'im, that section of Torah. V'hizir es Yisrael, and he warns the Jewish people, sheyizkeru heitev Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, that we should remember very, very well the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, kol hachukim v'mishpotim, all the laws, shehem kol ha'halochos shemosar lanu, all the laws that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to us, lezochram heitev koroi, to remember them very, very well, ulashomram b'moichoi, and to guard it in our brains, to hold on to it tight, sheloi l'shokham, not to forget them. Why? Sheloi l'harbois machloikis b'Yisrael. Because when Jews start forgetting their learning, when the learning becomes cloudy, that's when we start having arguments. Oh, no, I remember. Like, what do you remember? You're nuts. He said the opposite, just the opposite. No, I remember. You don't remember. You know, back and forth. K'moisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, which we mentioned earlier about Shammai and Hillel, that it was when the students got weaker and they started forgetting their learning, that's when there started being debates and debates. Shalidei Ashikcha Rabu Hamachloikis Shebein Atanoim, that forgetting was one of the main causes of the machloikis, the arguments among the Tanoim, umishom nishtal shel hamachloikis hagomor, which eventually evolved into actual machloikis, not just debating Torah, but people opposing each other, hating each other and disliking each other and separating from each other, al yidei shebedoiroi suachroinim lomdu sheloi lishmo hagashmi biyoser, because when it got to later generations, they weren't like the Tanoim. They weren't like the students of Shammai Hillel. They were learning Torah Shebal Peh totally sheloi lishmo, for all the wrong reasons, only for the wrong reasons. Chas v'shalom. V'alkein Omar Miyad, and that's why the prophet there, Malachi, says immediately right after that, Hineni sholeach lochem es Elio Anovi, I'm going to send you Elio Anovi, v'heishiv lei vovois, and he will restore the hearts of the fathers. Hainu sheyase sholem boilam. Elyanovi is going to bring peace to the world. Hainu shenibolohem, meaning that Malachi is prophesizing and saying, shegimar hatikin yirak alidei Eliyahu Moshiach v'kanam, that this, what needs to be done here, will only be able to be completed through Elyanovi and Moshiach. V'zehu pen ovoi v'hikesi esoretz cherem. And Hashem warns, and you guys better be careful, because if this persists, all of this machloikis among Klal Yisrael, I will strike the world with a cherem, with an excommunication. Ki ikara cheirim hu al bizui talmid chochem amiti. Because as we learned a few pages back, usually cheirim, nidui, excommunication, the main reason for it is insulting talmid chochem. She'oisik lesakin koze, the talmid chochem was involved in correcting all of this. Sheze kol hakilkulim variches hagozkna. This is the source of all the problems that the Jewish people are facing, and this long exile that we're going through. This is the reason. This is the cause. Alkein his hiram. Therefore, Malachi warned them sheyizkeru toiras Moshe, that we should remember the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the kol hahalochoi shemoser lanu, and all the laws that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. Velo yivazu hechocham huamiti. Note, they stick my, could have just said Zichru HaTorah, remember the Torah. It doesn't say remember the Torah. It says remember Torah's Moshe, remember the Tzaddik, remember the Talmud Chacham who taught you the Torah. Penovoi, because if you don't, Hashem says, I'll come and I'll put a cherem on you. Ki ikar hacherem magi al zevakanal. Because the main excommunication is because of forgetting the Moshe Rabbeinu, forgetting the true tzaddikim, not giving them, showing them the proper appreciation and recognition. And that's why Malachi goes again and he concludes, Hineni sholeach lechem es Eliyahu Hanavi, lifnei, I'm going to send Eliyahu Hanavi, lifnei bo yoyim Hashem HaGadol HaNora, before the great awesome day. Ki afal pikein, because despite everything, soif kol soif, in the very end, yigmoyer Hashem yisporach es shaloi. Hashem is going to finish everything. Hashem is going to win. Hashem is going to come out on top in the end. V'yizgale ho'emes, and the truth will be revealed. U'kamo sheherach shem Malachi koydem lazeh, as we find if you look in Malachi, in the pages before that, v'omar, and he said, chozku alay devreichem, shehi medabrim osok ala tzadik, shenechshav kilu medabrim ala Hashem yisborach, where Hashem says there, your words are ugly to me, that you speak in a powerful way against the true tzaddikim, which is considered exactly as if you're speaking against Hashem. Kama Yisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Umesayim Shom, and he concludes over there, Oz Nidbaru Yirei Hashem Ishal Reyehu. Then each man will be able to speak to his beloved friend the right way. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKodesh explains, Veze Leshoinoi. And Rabbi Nosson says, I'm going to quote the Rashi for you. Listen very careful. Oz Nidbaru. Rashi is expounding on the words Oz Nidbaru, Vegoimer, etc. Ani Meshiv al Divrechem Oz. I will respond to your words then, Ba'asois Horishoim Rishon, when the Rishoim perpetrate all of their evil, Va'toivim Holchu Kidoiranis, and the good people ended up retreating. Mipnei shenidbaru yirei Hashem shelo lidovek b'maseim horoim. Because those who had real respect for Hashem spoke out that people should not follow the evil ways of the wicked people. Va'ani, and I, lo nishkechu devreichem elfonai. Your words will never be forgotten from before me. Even though I'm not quick to respond, to give a person a reward right on the spot, or to punish him immediately, because I listened and I understood, I heard, and I told them to write a book of remembrance, and their words were established for the final day when I will make a reckoning, asher otzarti vehinachti, the day that I've designated leshalim boy gemuli, to distribute payments, veshom ara eschem ma bein tzadik larosha. And when that day comes, that's when I'm going to show you the difference between tzadik and rosha. Ad kan leshoinoi. These are the words of Rashi HaKodesh over there. V'alkein mesayim basoif, and therefore Malachi concludes with these words: Zichru Toiras Moshe, remember the Torah. Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi, remember the words of my servant Moshe Rabbeinu. v'chulu etc. Ad hineni sholeach lochem es Eliyahu HaNavi. And until the final pasuk, I'm going to send Eliyahu HaNavi lifnei bo yom Hashem agadol hanora, before that final awesome day, ki oz yigmar hatikun. That's when the tikkun will be finalized. That's when the rectification will be completed. Va'oz hakoil yiru ho'emes. And then everyone will realize the truth. Yehi rotzun sheyovoi b'mherav yameinu. Amen. May it be the will of Hashem that Eliyahu HaNavi and Moshiach should come very speedily in our days. Amen.